Braeburn bound. Good afternoon with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Defending champion Brent Sass and veteran Michelle Phillips have been running just a few miles apart on the trail into the Quest's final checkpoint at Braeburn. Phillips is trying to win her first Quest, while Sass is hoping to secure his third victory in the 1,000-mile race from Fairbanks to Whitehorse. Both mushers are running 11-dog teams and have a substantial gap on third and fourth place mushers, veteran Cody Strath and three-time past champion Alan Moore. Seven other mushers are still in this year's race, with rookie Olivia Shank-Neff currently in the Red Lantern spot. At Braeburn, Quest mushers must rest their dogs for 8 hours, and that makes the run there especially competitive. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, the situation inspires intense head games for the mushers and race watchers.
Through much of the first part of the race, mushers tend to run a consistent schedule. Run 6 to 8 hours, rest for 4. But as the race approaches the finish line, that consistency starts to fall to the wayside. Mushers know they have an 8-hour layover in Braeburn, and so getting to that checkpoint is about as hot as the competition gets. Allie Zirkel knows a thing or two about that stretch of trail. 20 years ago, she won the race. And she has some ideas about race strategy. But first, she wants to clear something up about mushers who still say they're just running their own schedule this late in the race.
Are they lying? Like, yes, they're taking notice of like what everybody else is doing.
Absolutely. And the other thing that you realize in the UConn Quest is anything can happen.
No self-respecting competitor, she says, isn't thinking about the competition once they complete the 200-mile section of trail that precedes the dash to Braeburn.
And the biggest thing to take into account is what your dog team looks like. And the second biggest thing is, who are you running against? And I mean, you're looking at Michelle and Brent, and oh my goodness.
With 150 miles from Pelly to Braeburn, there's some strategic decisions to be made. A standard run earlier in the race might be 6 hours, but this late in the race, the length of the run is stretched out to 10 plus hours, while rest is scaled back. A rest might be just an hour or two instead of 4, though that can backfire, says Zirkel. She's watched Phillips bank a little bit more rest than Sass.
So in the world of dog mushing, rest means speed. So is she putting more speed in her bank so that she and Brent leave at the same time, but she has more speed and leaves him behind? Or not? Are they going to go the same speed and we're going to have like a, you know, photo finish kind of thing?
But that's not to say she would have taken a rest in McCabe Creek, where Phillips decided to make a short stop after a 34-mile run from Pelly. It's a minuscule run for this late in the race, says Zirkel.
I thought Michelle was in a stronger position because then in my little mind, she was going to go through McCabe, and then she was in the driver's seat. But now that she stopped in McCabe, even Steven, now she might mentally rest a little more. But if she, I don't understand why she stopped in McCabe, but I'm not mushing her team.
It was part of her plan all along, I think.
Phillips handler Doug Volman said that the decision to stop was thought out. After a quick rest in McCabe Creek, her team will be fresher out on the next section of trail and can cover it in 2 even runs.
She set herself up for 2 60-mile runs into Braeburn by taking that short break. Gave her enough juice to get all the way into Braeburn on one more break.
Out on the trail, how rested the teams are is a huge factor. But Zirkel says there's one factor she thinks could be even more decisive.
I just think probably the most rested, mentally well put together musher is the one who's going to win, because they're going to read their dogs the best. And it's the musher who is the weak link anyway. I mean, you see those dogs out there. As soon as they pull in, they eat, they rest, they sleep.
Mushers, meanwhile, get caught up in head games, second-guessing their decisions in their sleep-deprived delirium, imagining strengths or weaknesses in their team or their competitors, and that makes the last 100 miles especially dynamic. Reporting on the UConn Quest Trail in CarMax, I'm Lex Trinan.
Allie Zirkel is the only woman to win the UConn Quest, an achievement Michelle Phillips is trying to second. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblows Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.